Let's look at Thomas Cook next. At 2 o'clock this morning, the world's oldest and most famous travel operator went bust, leaving thousands stranded abroad and around 9,000 without a job. Government ministers will today launch its biggest peacetime repatriation effort with a fleet of 40 jumbo jets on standby to start flying holidaymakers home from more than 50 destinations over the coming fortnight. Those waiting to go away with Thomas Cook have been told they won't be travelling. Local people have been caught up in the collapse. Joining me on the line now, William Bell from Castle Dawson, who's in Turkey. Morning, William.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing okay. So tell me your situation, William. Nice to talk to you. What's the score?
Well, Stephen, basically got up this morning, turned on the TV and seen that everything had happened with Thomas Cook. I said to my partner, I said, well, I'm not going to start worrying about it now. So we decided we'll get our breakfast, go to the pool. So suddenly somebody shouted, all Thomas Cook customers have to go to reception. So everybody went up to reception, and some guy at the reception said that they were basically going to put us out of the hotel. Now, whenever that started, you can imagine what happened. There was at least 100 to 150 people, and things started to get hot and heavy.
So they were saying they were going to put you out of the hotel?
Yeah, they were going to put us out.
You witnessed this, did you?
Yeah, and I was talking to one of your colleagues earlier on, and I phoned her and I said, listen to the mayhem here that's going on. Now, then it came round that, and he actually smiled at a couple of people whenever he said it, which was totally out of line. But Thomas Cook, rep, she said to us, look, I don't have to be here. And all fair play there, it got hot and heavy. People were actually threatening to block the hotel and not let any tourists come into the hotel if they were going to throw us out. So then,
what time is this at this morning?
This is about it was about maybe an hour and a half ago in our time out here, which would be what, about half ten in the morning.
So what exactly did they say to you? So they called you all together, and what did they say to you?
They called us all together, and the Thomas Cook rep came across, and everybody was saying, he said we have to leave the hotel. We're not leaving the hotel. Yeah, people from England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, all together, everybody just stuck together. People say, right, we'll block this place off. We're going nowhere. We have paid for holidays. It's up to Thomas Cook to pay you, and that's it. So, but anyway, the Thomas Cook rep, she appeared. She was in tears. It's obviously so because she's lost her job. And she said, look, I don't really need to be here, but I am coming to talk to you people. So things were still hot and heavy. So we got everybody calmed down, and she started to talk. And she says, look, everything is going to be fine. And then somebody said, well, he's told us we're going to be through out of a hotel. She says, no, they can't put you out of the hotel. You're going to get a flight home, but it's not going to be a Thomas Cook flight. I says, when are you due home? I says, we're due home at 5 o'clock on Friday morning. Your flight will go ahead, but it'll be a different airline. And whenever everybody found out that, things started to, people became more and more relaxed. So it did. But apart from that, Stephen, this morning, nobody had an idea until that time that what was going on. Everybody was running around and, you know, did you hear anything? Because this hotel basically has Jet 2 and Thomas Cook, two major companies. So they are. And the population of the hotel. And, like, you know, they took Thomas Cook out of this hotel now. They would have been putting out a lot of people out onto the street, but they weren't going anywhere.
And one of the representatives of the hotel literally told you that you would be...
Yeah, putting us out, yeah.
And that's today, putting out today?
Yeah, this morning he turned around and said everything. You can basically imagine, Stephen, what happened.
And you're all refusing to go, obviously.
Yeah, we weren't going anywhere. We were going to block the hotel. We were saying, look, we ain't going anywhere.
What was the name of the hotel?
Everybody, Club Julian. So it is in Marmaris. So it is. You know, this one guy, it was a no-brainer, made the decision, but I see they have now removed him from the desk, probably after the decision he made this morning. He's probably made the decision out of his own mind. He hasn't listened to what his management has told him, because the rep from Thomas Cook says you ain't getting put out of your hotel.
Well, the travel journalist for The Independent listening to this, Simon Calder. Simon, you and I were talking late last night on the Nolan 5 Live show about this. This is a story which will surprise you, Simon, because we didn't think this kind of thing was going to happen. William, within the next couple of hours, the hotel telling him you're getting kicked out.
Yeah, it was absolutely extraordinary. And the way that it just came from nowhere, you can kind of understand the thinking of the hotel owner. He should certainly have not reacted like this. And it was way, way out of order. And I know that Thomas Cook, one of their...
Sorry, Simon. It wasn't the hotel owner. It was one of the receptionist guys. Just I want to make that clear. You know, it wasn't the hotel owner. It was the receptionist, Simon, that said it.
Okay, forgive me. I heard an account which said that the owner had instructed the staff. But anyway, completely out of order. It doesn't matter who it was. They had no right to do that. It sounded absolutely horrible when Stephen was talking to, I believe, Ryan, actually, as it was happening. And the Minister of Tourism in Tunisia has clamped down. And one of the very last things Thomas Cook actually said was, we have stopped working with that hotel. Very sadly, they've now stopped working with all hotels. So a terrible situation, and one which I very much hope does not play out anywhere else, because with 155,000 UK citizens to get home, the last thing you want is to be kept prisoner in your own hotel.
I know you're not a lawyer, Simon, but has a hotel got the right, if you've paid money to Thomas Cook for that stay, have the hotel got the right to kick you out anyway if they haven't received the money through Thomas Cook?
Well, a number of them are going to say that. Your contract is with Thomas Cook, a now defunct organisation. Their contract is with Thomas Cook, a now defunct organisation. They will have been told this morning by the Civil Aviation Authority, don't worry, all these British people you've got there at the moment, keep them exactly where they are, keep the same meal arrangements, don't do anything to disturb their enjoyment, because we are the British government, effectively, and we are going to make sure that you get paid for the people who are there. So it should not be an issue. In this particular case, of course, it happened before Thomas Cook had failed, when it most certainly was, it would not be a lawful thing to do.
What do you think, William?
Listen to that there. That's actually positive news. So it is, you know what I mean? It's knowing that we're all going to get home. Like, to hear Stephen, you're probably talking our flight out with Thomas Cook, I would say there's nearly 300 passengers on it. That's a lot of people from Northern Ireland. So it is, you know what I mean? And worrying where the next move is and what's happened. But it was great to hear Simon Calder on there, making things very positive. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to the Nolan show this morning and listening here, they'll be feeling well. At least things are going to be taken care of, so they'll be happy enough, you know what I mean? But
well, listen, will you stay in touch with us, William? And we'll stay in touch with you. Just tell anybody around the hotel that if we can do anything for them in terms of if they're coming up against any problems with the hotel, any threats to kick them out or whatever, we'll put you back behind the scenes here to some of the team and we'll stay in touch with you.
And that was one of the reasons, Stephen, for contacting you this morning, because I knew you would give us information what's happening from Belfast, their side over here. You know what I mean? So we like to thank the BBC for that.
No problem. William, thank you very much. Let me bring in Trevor this morning. Trevor Cook is from Portrush. You're currently in Tenerife, Trevor.
That's correct, yes.
What situation are you in?
Well, I'm one of the lucky ones. I feel so sorry for the people and employees of Thomas Cook, the suppliers, the hoteliers, and all of that. But I, from the side of it, I'm a fortunate one. I booked a flight only coming last Friday, returning tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. I booked the hotel independently, so I have no issue with the hotels here. But I was aware that things were a wee bit dodgy with Thomas Cook Airlines. So I kept an eye over the weekend and I saw their flights, direct flight to Dublin. There was one direct flight to Belfast tomorrow afternoon, about 3 hours before my flight with Thomas Cook. But what made me change my mind was yesterday morning, whenever I heard that they were having a meeting with the lawyers in London. Well, you don't meet lawyers in London on a Sunday. And number two, they were asking the government for money. Well, it wasn't a company of national security, so the government wouldn't pony up for that. So I went ahead and independently booked 3 seats with Jet 2 tomorrow afternoon, and I'm getting home as normal.
So here you are, one of the lucky ones, mate, and I'm glad you are. Listen, thank you very much indeed, and our thanks to Simon Calder. That huge story about Thomas Cook going down today.